do, try, ever thought happiness? Happiness, very little comes. Comes happiness, very little. But mixing with suffering and sorrow. No pure happiness. But if you don't want suffering and sorrow, but yet still comes, automatically. Why? Why? And anyone, his second birth, in fact, a rich person, like Indian Tata, like American Rockefeller, and so on, in king dynasty he is coming and he becomes king. He comes in the form of prime minister or Rashtrapati. Why? Why one becomes coming from birth, he becomes blind, reading so much birth, falling down 15 times in one class. Why? So that should be a question like, who am I? Why these things are coming to me? I want happiness, but not happiness is coming. Why? How you can be happy? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked by Sanatana Goswami, who am I? He told, Jivera Swarup hai, Nitya Krishna Das. Krishna Rasa Sasakti Vidale. He told that. All the souls, whether they are in man, woman, child, trees, creepers, animals, anywhere, all are eternal servants of God. But now they have forget their sorrow. Forget their well, they are now knowing that I am this body, physical body. And if physical body goes away, then cry. Once there is a story I am telling to you. For example, there was a very big rishi saint in India. His name was Ashtabhakra Rishi. Ashtabhakra means crooked in eight folded. Here so much. He was looking like this, hands like this, his hand and leg, this length. In eight places he was crooked. His mouth was like this. He cannot speak so influent. Having a stick, anyhow, coming from Himalaya, he went in the kingdom of Raj Palace of Maharaj Janak, so realized so in India. Though he was king, but he was realized. He knew Atma, Paramatma and all. Sita Devi came as his daughter, the wife of Ram. When he came, the gatekeeper opened the gate, said, for you, no obstruction, no order, you should go. And he came in the meeting place, as we are here, assembly hall. Assembly hall was full filled, very big rishis, very learned persons, scholars. Of all kinds were there. Some of them were realized of Atma, like Yajnavalkya and others also. When he entered the room in the meeting hall, all began to laugh. This person also, Sirishi, took his stick and took here. And he also began to laugh very loudly. And all the response, why he is laughing? We are laughing that he is crooked in and so black, ugly. And he's, but he's fearless and he's entering in this. So, rich person, learned person, he has no fear. Maharaj Janak stood up and folded his hand and told, "Oh, Maharaj, why you are locking?" He told just at once that, "Why you are locking?" He told that they are locking to see your ugly face, body, and you have so much dare to come to this very learned assembly. You are crooked, you are lame, your all parts of the body are crooked, and even you are coming here. You have no good clothes, nothing, like wet, naked you are coming. With only a langoti, you know. Nothing else. He began to laugh and told, "I am not laughing, but I am crying with you. Because far so different. I have come long distance, I have come. I have come here in 15 days. Working from forest. I have heard that there are so many learned persons, I realize so here." Then Maharaj told that, "Oh, these are all learned." He told that, "Hello, I am seeing none is learned, but all are mochi, cobbler. Cobbler means shoemaker. All are. Why you are telling so? Abusing them? Because really they are shoemakers. They have knowledge of what kind of this is cane is. Leather is there. Only leather. They are not seeing Atma. His Atma is. What is Atma? His Atma is superior or what? Only they are seeing what is matter. These are four elements, earth and all of them. Matters. They are not able to see my Atma. How fine, how small, how sweet, how learned, how wonderful this is. So I am living. Why I can? My coming here is in hand. So I am returning." Maharaj Janak embraced him and took in his lap and made him sit on the throne, his own throne. And he fell flat on the lotus feet of that Astabhaka. "You are my guru. All whole world knows that I am realized so. But I am always in problem with this body, not knowing who am I. When soul comes out of this body, we'll have to get it in terminal what samadhi, burial ground. Or if you are not going, it burns to ashes. Or if you don't do two things, then it will be it will be eaten by jackals, eagles, dogs, and they will quarrel that this is mine, it is not yours. So this body is not myself." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling the soul as I am myself. So you should try to realize this soul, not try to give pleasure to this body. You cannot say this anyhow. Doctors cannot, engineers cannot. You know, in these days, scientists are doing so much labor to make this body high. They are in, invention that a new heart can be given here. Monkey's heart can be given. Dog's heart can be given. Dog mind can be given here. But they cannot know what is Atma. That intention, so many things, very strange things. This electricity, demand,
aeroplane,
computer now, very, very beautiful things. Weapons, they can kill at once less and less persons, like in Japan. They can do. But they cannot make a leg of any small ant. They cannot do. They cannot invent that what is Atma and by what thing Atma will be happy. So for this, you will have to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami. He told that we are all servants of Krishna, heart and body. How it be known and how you will be happy, I will try to explain tomorrow. Because time is over. But so much thanks to you all. You have come to listen to me. I am very like a beggar. I am a penniless person, but I don't want any penny, any farthing, anything. I have come from India, from Vrindavan, from the place of Krishna, Radha and Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, not to collect any money, but collect certainly something, and that is pure heart. I want to collect pure heart, make more smooth, more sweet, more fragrant, and to offer in the feet of Lord of Krishna. So you can help me.